Some go to gaze at it, some to smooch beneath it. But one American composer went to the Eiffel Tower for a very different reason. To play it. Joseph Bertolozzi used mallets, drumsticks, even a log wrapped in lamb's wool to pound out tunes up and down the tower. And he plans to weave these sounds together to create a piece that he calls Tower Music. And we reach Joseph Bertolozzi in Beacon, New York.
Joseph, what's it like to play the Eiffel Tower?
It's exhilarating. You know, I've had this idea for years. literally 9 years ago. Just finally came back yesterday.
I guess some people say that lots of people get to play Carnegie Hall, but I played Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
Right. but literally played it. So what does it sound like to play it?
What I've done is I've gone and I've recorded samples from the surfaces. And, you know, I jammed a little bit on some of the surfaces just for fun. We were just harvesting the sounds. We were on the first floor, the second floor. There's a restricted area, intermediate floor that the public doesn't go to. We were on the stairs between the intermediate floor and the summit. You know, the weather report would say it's 60 degrees on the ground and a light breeze, but you're 850 feet in the air and it's 40 degrees and the wind is blowing 40 miles an hour. It was challenging, but everybody was just so into it. We were so focused that it was fun.
But you didn't just like walk the stairs. You played the stairs. You played every different part of the tower. I mean, what range of sound do you think you got from all the different ways that you played and the parts that you played of the tower?
Right. Well, when we hit the tower legs, they're like distant thunder. You could have loud thunder and distant thunder by hitting the tower leg softly with the correct mallet, or in this case, I had a log that had lamb's wool on one side. So we had deep tones, profound tones. We also had these beautiful bell-like tones by playing some of the circular stairs that we found, circular metal stairs that we found in some restricted areas. You know, every once in a while you'd find this odd gong-like sound somewhere. We found a whole bunch of notes that are sort of like a marimba. They suggest a marimba. Those were hinges on the bottom of a post that was holding up a handrail. Yeah, it's you're constantly inventing what the instrument could be, the potential of the Eiffel Tower, you know.
Where did the inspiration come from to do this?
My wife was standing in front of a poster of the Eiffel Tower, and she was kind of mimicking the way I was, you know, the way I play. My neck is rolling, my arms are swinging, and she took a swing at this poster, and she went bong. And I said, "Yeah, that would work. That would work, Sheila. I could do that." You know, she immediately regretted having done that.
She must have thought you were crazy to think that you could pull this off.
Yeah, I heard that a lot. When I you know, started doing the bridge. Every public official I went to at some point, whether it was before I started, during, or after I finished, said, you know, we thought you were crazy when you wanted to do this. But they all wanted to be in the photograph when we cut the ribbon at the end, you know.
You had now visitors, other people in the tower were curious about what you're doing, and you had one interesting encounter I saw on your video, but that you had a little impromptu rap performance there.
Yeah, I was just playing. Like I said, we usually record just individual samples, but we had a video crew from Reuters there, and I was just kind of playing to give them a sense of what it would look like for the live event, you know, the musicians playing live. And these two girls, they just started rapping, you know, and I don't know what they were singing. I couldn't really hear them because they were just far enough away, but I saw them dancing and gesturing and everything. So I continued to play, and they continued to sing. And it was really cool because, you know, doing the sampling is this very abstract, intense process where you're trying to find the right spot on the spindle or the right spot on a hinge or a gate. And then you're hitting it several times, loud, medium, and soft, just to get a good sound. And now here I was finally playing music, and not just playing myself, but, you know, other people who were inspired. I didn't ask them to start singing. And they were like, whatever they did, it was really cool. It was really the probably the most fun we had.
Well, we can't obviously play anything from your Eiffel Tower project, but we can play something from bridge music to give people a sense. Can you just maybe tell us a part of this that we should play and maybe set it up for us?
Well, if you listened to Meltdown, which is the first track, the German writer Goethe is attributed with a saying that architecture is frozen music. So I thought, here I am on this big piece of architecture, and I'm going to melt it back down into music.
Wow.
So what I wanted to do was use the first piece as this lively, aggressive showcase for all the different sounds on the bridge. And so what you would hear if you listened to Meltdown would just be a combination. The low notes, which sound like they might be a bass guitar, those are the vertical suspender ropes that hold the deck up in the air so the cars can go over it. The bell sounds that you hear, one of those sounds is a light pole. Another one is the hinge on one of the doors, one of the metal doors that goes onto the walkway. And they're separated by hundreds and hundreds of feet, but when you hear it in close proximity, it just sounds like, you know, oh, they were designed this way and the notes are in that. They're near each other, but they're not.
All right, here we go with Meltdown, part of your bridge music. Joseph, thank you. We look forward to hearing the Eiffel Tower.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.